The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back, and happy Friday. Rule number one, don't make Charlotte Iserbeat angry. Rule number two, as Maine goes, so goes the rest of the nation. And rule number three, remember that old song, the rain in Maine, where does it stay? I don't remember how it goes. The rain in Maine stays mainly... Come on, Charlotte, help me out.
Oh, all across the country. It spreads across the country.
That's right. All right. How are you?
I guess I'm all right. I don't know whether I'm any better than anybody else out there who's trying to save this constitutional republic, which we used to call ourselves a republic, remember?
I do.
I remember. Yeah. I remember when the Supreme Court Justice, the top one there, Roberts, what's his name, when he was sworn in, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. He's so dumbed down, he didn't even know we're a republic. He called us a democracy.
Well, he's the one who wrote both decisions on, I forget what issue it was. It's a huge issue. He wrote actually both the dissenting and assenting opinions on it. So, a lot of rumors about him. Who knows? I don't know. It's all I do know is that nothing is as it seems. Huh? Shall we just leave it at that?
It's really true. And we're pretty upset here in the tiny little state of Maine that a lot of people don't think of. But mostly they think of in terms of vacation land, right? The way life should be. I think there's sort of
I was in Maine once.
Yeah. You better come back. You've always been invited to come back.
What a sweet thing. Thank you. My mother, Paige, lives up there. Somewhere, she's got a place.
I know, you told me that. We really ought to, you come on back and we're going to track her down.
Yeah.
Bring her over here on the river.
That would be fun. No, the coastline of Maine is just stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Yes, and that's the problem in a way. People look at Maine as this, which it is, this beautiful state where we have really pretty temperate weather. People don't even realize that we probably have the best weather of all. And we have all sorts of wonderful sports, and we have beautiful mm-hmm. coastline and rivers,
and it's
fishing,
it's,
and lobster, of course. And
yeah.
And but they never talk about Maine politics.
And, that's true.
Of course, I've talked about Maine education. We probably were the number one country starting the whole restructuring of our country to a Soviet-style system.
Yeah.
We started way back. I think, Jeff, I told you that, where Augustus Thomas, the superintendent of schools in Maine in the 20s, gave a speech in Montreal to an international education group where he actually said that the goal of education was to bring about global government.
He knew.
And so that's a good statement to start with. And we're not going to get into education tonight because I've dealt with it enough, and I nobody would listen to us telling people that Common Core was in Maine in 1989, and we had it here and on a major document that I had. Excuse me a minute, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to talk about something else, and my son keeps wanting me to move off of this thing.
We'll get there, Sam. Don't worry. We'll get there.
Okay. What was I talking about, Jeff, when I got interrupted?
Augustus and what he
all
said
right.
back in the day.
This is the point that we've been used, and we were, with education. Maine was the key state. I identify it. We now have, we're put in by the neoconservatives, a Soviet workforce training system where our children will have no rights whatsoever to determine their future. This
right.
came all through school to work. It came through everything you and I have warned people about, school choice, unelected boards, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
So we've ended up in Maine. It's being approved by both parties, this agenda, and the Heritage Foundation, of course. Maine Heritage was behind it all along. Our governor, who's meant to be a conservative Republican, was behind it. So we have both parties almost equally guilty, but I have mm-hmm. to say, I think that the sickest thing that has happened, and this is what has upset me the most, is we have a race for governor, and our present governor is LePage, and he's supposed to be a conservative Republican, and he is not proved to be a true conservative by any means. But
let me ask you a question. Charlotte.
Yeah.
LePage, a conservative. Since when does conservatism allow for the invasion of a state and our nation by tens and then hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens? I don't understand,
well,
LePage.
It's unbelievable how is it allowed it. And it's in Maine, too. We have a situation in Maine. We're overflowing with immigrants as well. But I can't talk
yeah.
about that tonight.
We'll get to it another night. But I just wanted to.
We'll get to
yeah.
it. I mean, they've allowed
after,
that here.
After the election.
Yes, after right. the election. But we've got this election coming up on Tuesday where the individual who is running for governor, it's a woman, and her name is Janet Mills. And she's a Democrat,
uh-huh.
and she's running against a neoconservative Republican, okay? And she's got it in the bag, so we might as well figure that. Presently, she, and for quite a long time, has been Maine's Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I believe I am correct in saying, she oversaw the murderous operation on my son, Sam. She oversaw it because, and people can question me on this, her deputy was in charge of pretty much the whole thing. Her deputy, Lisa Marchese.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Marchese was so important. She sat in on the rigged grand jury hearing for the guy who tried to kill Sam, and she was all the way down the line. They have a chain. They have Marchese. First they have, you know, the woman.
May I step in for a second? Yeah. Jeff?
Sam.
We have what we call the rat chain, and it goes from the attorney general, who is going to be our new governor,
uh-huh.
and it runs all the way down through the one only, because she's going to win, electoral process of
uh-huh,
the
uh-huh.
district attorney in Cumberland County, Maine, which is the highest populous demographic area in the whole state. And so, he's the only one who has to be voted for.
I see.
Because what's going to happen, and this is a theory of mine, I think you'll see it when it comes out in the wash,
mm-hmm.
is that we have Jonathan Sarbeck, who was the one who tried to put me in prison for 10 years. When
wow.
I was considered
yeah.
the victim all the way along.
You bet.
And nobody else has to be elected aside from Janet Mills. And so Janet Mills is going to win, and she's going to be our governor, and she's moving from AG to governor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to move Lisa Marchese, who is the DAG, which is number two under Janet Mills in
right.
Maine.
She'll pull her right
she's
up.
She's going to be moved to the position of what Janet Mills was, which was the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Stephanie Anderson, who is the district attorney of Cumberland County, who is probably most likely, and we will find out, going to be moved up to the point of Lisa Marchese.
DAG.
Right. So she's going to be replaced because she's going to jump right over Robert Bud Ellis, who's been accused of drugs for sex. She's going to jump over him. And she's going to be put into the DAG position, at which point Lisa Marchese is going to be the AG and Janet Mills is going to be the governor.
Right, it's all in the family, isn't it?
Well, the only question is the electoral position that we're currently dealing with, which is Jonathan Sarbeck, who tried to put me in prison for 10 years.
Okay.
And he is the one who is going to win because John Gale, who is an excellent man and morally and ethically and honestly a very good person, and he even admitted to things people knew nothing about, which in his early relationship with his wife in their marriage, he did have an extramarital affair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the point behind that is that's not something that's illegal, and people are claiming that he has done something illegal.
Oh, I'm so tired of these phonies and their morality.
Right, but this is what's going on right now.
I understand.
We've been going through all the blogs in Maine, and these people are saying that he is guilty of something illegal and chargeable, which he's not, because they have no proof whatsoever of any of this situation going on.
Typical. It's what we're facing.
Wait a minute. Now, what I want to say is that the accusations are still being held. They don't care. They don't give. Mainers don't even seem to care. The accusations against this excellent candidate, John Gale, who happens to be a Democrat, and won the primary last spring overwhelmingly against all other Democrats, the head of the Democratic Party has come out against him in favor of the independent Jonathan Sarbeck, who Sam was just talking about, because they have to keep that criminal chain unbroken. They cannot allow Mr. Gale to get in there and to start exposing all the crime in Maine in the judicial system. I'm saying we get an F nationally in the judicial system. I want people to hear that. Now, look, what has happened is they have accused this man. They didn't do it last spring. They didn't say anything about it.
Oh, they held it. They kept it on the shelf.
They said they knew during the primary there was some impropriety.
Yeah, but how many years ago is this, Sam? Sam, how many years back? How many years ago is this?
No, this is about 6 months ago.
Last spring when they had the primary.
Mom, will you stop?
Well, wait. When did this alleged impropriety occur? How long ago?
This was during the primary, which is about 6 to 8 months
ago.
The impropriety was way back.
No, that was the marital affair issue.
Yes.
That's right. That's what I'm asking about.
But that's not illegal.
Of course not. That's my point.
Right.
Why bring it up?
What they're hitting him with is an anonymous accusator.
Right.
Who will not give their name, and nobody has since. And there was an article in the Portland Press Herald in, obviously, Cumberland County, Maine, where they said more details to follow. But when Gale decided not to go through a Kavanaugh assassination, he pulled back.
And he said he wasn't going to run, but he's still on the ballot.
Interesting.
We're finding out, maybe you know about this. We're finding out, we're all going to vote for him because he's on the ballot, right? Now we're finding out that when we vote for him, it won't make any difference because the ballots are going to be blank.
It's called a blank vote. He cannot actually have his vote counted.
Wow, what a strange thing.
This could be the future of America, Jeff.
That's right.
That's why we're so upset.
Yeah.
This is the first state, I believe, that this has ever happened.
Huh.
Where he would overwhelmingly win, but they're so terrified that their criminal chain in the justice system will be broken and they will not be able to continue this system.
Yeah, he's not.
They're employing this crime. It's a criminal, unconstitutional
syndicate
in this state, and I don't know. Maybe we're too.
Well, let me hold on.
How long?
A long time. Hold on.
I've never seen anything. anything that bothered me more than this. And I followed every state, and I know there are other bad things going on out there. But I'm warning people, do not ever allow what has happened in Maine to happen, where a good candidate, he happens to be a Democrat, he was chosen in the primary overwhelmingly. The governor, who's going to be governor, who's an AG right now, Jenna Mills, she's terrified that her criminal syndicate, the chain there, is going to be broken by this excellent candidate.
Oh, clearly he would break it. Oh, yes.
Who won the primary. Mm-hmm. And this, if this isn't illegal, I don't know what is it. I don't blame Sam for getting on the phone either. We've been working on this sort of 24 hours a day, going on to the blog in with Portland Press Herald that is also equally corrupt or more so,
our
major newspaper in Maine. And we've been trying to correct all of these lies against this superb candidate, John Gale.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
State of Maine.
Well, he could.
By cleaning up the judicial tyranny.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you a question about John Gale. He took himself out of the race formally?
Yes. What he said was that it had been so destructive on his family that he had discussed this with them. The incident took place, 20 years ago. He and his wife, God bless them, he had an affair, okay? Who doesn't in this country? I mean, it gets worse than that, doesn't it?
It sure does.
They worked out their problems. They've had a
It's their
marriage.
Private business, for God's sake. Come on.
Law firm. He doesn't have to run for office and leave his law firm. He's doing it for everybody in the state of Maine, and they have to destroy him. So what do? They take the word of an anonymous victim of whatever who hasn't come out. Everybody's asking, who is it? And then we're told it doesn't make any difference whether it's anonymous or not.
Oh, who said that? Mills?
By the chairman of the Democratic
Party. Ah, the machine.
He has turned against his own Democrats. Now, I know that he didn't do that on his own. And I'm sure you know that, too.
Yeah.
Why would he do that on his own?
Right.
He was told by someone high up, and I'm positive I know who it is. And I think your listeners probably know who it is, too. Because the Attorney General is very important. She cannot allow John Gale to get that position as district attorney in the largest county in Maine. It's very, very important. And so I'm sure that this guy, he's corrupt as can be, because he never should have allowed her to dictate to him that he was going to have to support an independent Sarbeck, this criminal assistant DA that oversaw the two attempted murders. No, certainly one attempted murder, the last one. Now, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're allowing to happen. And what bothers us, it's not Sam's case that's bothering us that much, except it's good we have the experience from Sam's case, right? We know what this man is like. I mean, he's the one member that said to me in a hearing, before the grand jury hearing, we were sitting in with him in a private meeting. And first of all, he said to us when we came in, you don't know how fortunate you are. I'm willing to meet with you. That's his arrogance.
And
he was the one who said to me, in the middle of nowhere, here we're going to discuss the grand jury hearing coming up, and he says to me, and what about your boyfriend, Dean? Remember that? Well, my boyfriend, Dean, you know who that is? That's that wonderful Sergeant Detective Dean Goodale, who 2 days after the attempted murder of my son, which left him in fourth stage hypovolemic shock, had the conscience to tell the mother of Sam Esterbate, me, exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that case was completely twisted and turned on its head. Now, that's the definition of why Maine gets an F on judicial matters in the state of Maine. But so he said that. Very inappropriate, isn't it? Here you've got a 48-year-old detective who has a conscience and tells the mother of the guy who's really dying that he knows all about what happened. They had all these eyewitnesses. They had people on the street with a murderer coming down the street threatening to murder Sam. Now, that's the guy who's running. I think it's good to tell people to bring him up on this thing. He's running. He's not running. He doesn't even have anybody to run against, because the ones who are going to vote for the guy who's been destroyed, John Gale, those votes won't count. They're going to be called blank because it's on the ballot, right?
All right. Interestingly enough, let me ask you a question, and people are wondering this. How much, if this were a legitimate election, Gail would win?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
is the blank vote going to win?
No, it won't.
The blank vote won't be counted.
Won't be counted.
They will not even count it.
Nope.
No. So is this the new electoral system? I'm asking your listeners out.
This also has a secondary side where the Republican who withdrew last September is also a blank vote, and he won't be counted. And we have media sources inside of Maine who are saying that Sarbeck is just going to walk into office. And we had the same thing happen, and you may remember, with Kevin Joyce, who is the sheriff of Cumberland County, where he walked straight into office without being contested.
Right.
So what,
well, the fix is in.
Are we really looking at the destruction of our constitutional system, where we will no longer be allowed to vote?
Corruption rules, Charlotte.
Because people.
Well, Mom, wind corruption yourself down, please.
Rules.
But Jeff, I want to tell you is that if it starts here, where is it going to go?
Well, it's
going
to go coast to coast. You know damn well where it's going
to
go.
And so, Mom said, as Maine goes, so goes the nation. Well, that's true. We've started many things in Maine, and they've gone straight across the nation.
We started regional government.
You know, there's the reality that, as we know, things that start in California come back.
Well, those
to Maine,
are pop culture things. Those are pop culture things.
Right, it's Hollywood.
Right,
but
right.
The reality is that politics start in Maine.
You're describing
a pilot since before I was born.
Yeah, you're describing a level of old boy, good old boy, good old girl corruption.
Well,
despicable.
On the islands, we've got some very, very powerful people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
we're talking
Watson,
Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Cabot,
Thomas Watson,
Harriman, the whole nine yards. We have these people they own property off our coast.
Yeah.
And so therefore Maine has the highest per capita income as measured.
So do these people
the
just
system.
Look the other way? Do they just not care?
Me tell you that we have the highest per capita income in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Yet Maine is a poor state.
That's because of all these billionaires on the island.
Who have billions of dollars, so therefore we have the highest per capita.
Are the islands pertinent to the state of Maine, or are they somehow independent?
Oh, yeah, they belong.
The islands run the world.
Yes, they do. They run the world.
Will you stop yelling, please?
No, it's coming through. It's okay. Everything is even here, audio-wise.
Mom gets wound up, and you know that.
The
reality is that we have, and I've worked over on the islands.
People don't even know that there are islands off Maine. Many people listening, they got to look at a map.
We have piles of them.
You got hundreds and thousands of them.
Everybody
I don't know how many
on the islands who are the, I would say, infiltrators are extremely wealthy and powerful.
Well, it's your 1%.
Vanderbilt, Cabot, Salt and Saul, Watson, IBM.
Oh, it's a who's who. I understand.
How does a state like Maine actually have the highest per capita income when most people I know don't have any money?
Yep, absolutely. And
so, hold on for a second. The reality
hang on, Sam, I got to ask you to hold on. We got to take a break here. Oh, please hold on. When I was in Maine and I looked offshore and saw all of these islands and I looked at a map, I said, gee, if I lived here, I would want an island. They are gorgeous. It's a sleeper. People don't talk about it much. It's a real treasure. And Maine is an extraordinary state. Lowest standard of living now, or lowest average income. It's odd. And as you know, if you've listened to the program, Gary Holland has relatives there. And the number of illegal immigrants that have been brought in and seated in Maine is through the roof. It's a travesty. Back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Charlotte Iserbeet and Sam. Let me ask you this question. If Mr. Gale, and I understand why he backed out, who needs to have their reputation smeared when this is an utterly private issue, has no business, no bearing whatsoever on the campaign. It's a dirty trick, typical stuff. If he had stayed in, he wins. Okay, I get that. What options do the people have beside blank voting, blank space voting?
Who's doing the
Well, they have no option.
Look, the blank vote means that those of us who vote for John Gale, our votes will not be counted.
Got it.
In fact, the newspapers already, Jeff, have Jonathan Sarbeck, the assistant district attorney that carried on the operation against Sam with the orders from the top, which are going to be the real top governor. That guy is. They've already said that he is district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
They've already announced it. It is so unbelievable.
I understand.
If this is allowed to happen here, mm-hmm. it really should go to the courts. I mean, if this can happen in Maine, how can
it
happen?
That's what I was eventually getting to. What options do the people have? Can they go to the courts with this somehow?
Oh, I believe so, and I believe he can, too. But the other part is the
There's no option.
Go to the courts. That's the only option.
There's no option.
Sam, hold on. Let me get Sam a couple minutes from Mom here, and then we'll get from you. All right, go ahead, Charlotte.
What I want to say is that he's evidently been declared district attorney, which I can't believe this in the United States of America, where I thought
they de facto just stepped around tradition, propriety.
Because they criminally accused him anonymously of something that happened 20 years ago. And I'd like to make this point right here.
Right.
What he did, rather than getting a divorce and having his children's lives wrecked, he and his wife worked it all out. They're
right.
a happily married couple now. Their daughters are grown. He has a good law firm. His life has been destroyed. And I don't like this, and you don't like it either. But
no.
You know what comes first, probably, is our country's elective system of government is being unraveled. And if it's allowed to continue in
Correct.
Maine, and people
Correct.
Out there listening are going to say, oh, well, that's just Maine. But we just tried to point out that I don't say, oh, that's just Kansas or that's just Louisiana, let it happen. You can't. You have to watch carefully and watch the election in Maine when Janet mm-hmm. Mills gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her whole team of criminal lawyers, assistant DAs, and she's got everybody. It's a rat chain.
That's a very interesting term, and I understand. It's not just Maine. There are other states, other counties, other cities that have their own little rat chains. It's all about influence, promoting
but
your
you
own.
But when you do it using anonymous charges,
I got
this
it.
Makes the Kavanaugh
I got it. Well, look, all right. What did,
mild.
What did they look right? What did they look at with Kavanaugh? All right, something that happened. How long ago?
One short statement. Hitler had the rat path into the United States.
Oh, that's too much for people.
And Hitler had Mengele come in on the rat path into our country. This is the same thing that's going on in Maine.
Okay. All right. So, I can't...
Let me ask you a question here.
Yes.
Hold on, Sam. Don't talk in the background if you would, please. We'll get you on here. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Good.
It
done.
Gets... Because it gets...
You can imagine how upset he is.
He has every right to be.
That this has been brought about by the person that was responsible.
I understand.
Malicious prosecution, which made Sam into a suspect rather than victim.
And the suspect is walking free
thanks to our future governor, right? Which we're going to get on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That suspect who deliberately wanted to murder Sam, he's walking free with a gun. He was never charged.
Well, like I say, these things tragically are common now. This is the way the country has gone. And now, Mr. Gale, I wonder if he had it to do over again, if he would pull out.
I don't know what happened at home, what they said.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, let me make a point here. This is interesting. The Republican who got the nomination at the Republican primary in spring, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He, for some reason, Weed has not told anybody. He pulled out in September.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the ballot, too, and he hasn't told anybody why. I wonder whether he might have been threatened. I don't know.
All right, I was going to suggest exactly that. anything at all to make you think that Mr. Gale might have been given more of a reason to get out than just that old dirt?
I believe that may be. We've discussed that. And who knows if
well,
I had been
it's
in the
too,
same situation.
One phone call, Charlotte, and right. and you and I and anybody with a brain would be gone, just like Gale was. You get one phone call threatening you, your wife, your children.
Right.
You love your children. You better think twice about running.
Well,
that's all it takes.
Often about you have about what we discuss at all because
right.
we want people to have the truth. And
right.
But right now, here I am. You know, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat because they're not. There's no difference, just like Quigley said, right?
I am
defending. Well, a wonderful man, this Democrat. Everybody should be praying for him, really. Yes, because he has been horribly abused. That could be any one of us Americans.
That's right.
It's abuse. It's
That's
not
right.
just personal. It's a horribly political abuse that spells the future of America.
I think you're right. All right, Sam, come over here to the phone.
You can talk now, Sam.
Come here, Sam.
May I?
Of course you can.
I've got a lot to say.
All right. It's all right.
Sure. Good night, everybody.
No, you're not. You're going to come back.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Sam.
Sure.
Possible death threats against Gale?
Nobody ever says anything about death threats. Would it surprise you? They didn't give me a death threat either.
No, they didn't.
And we know all about that.
Yeah.
The reality is that, you know, you don't give death threats unless you're expecting somebody to back down and run away. And I'm not the back down and runaway type of person, so obviously I didn't get any. But for Gale, I think there may have been a threat to his family. And if
it wouldn't
remember,
surprise
Ross
you,
Perot,
in other words. It wouldn't surprise you.
Well, Ross Perot.
Of course. I got it. Sure.
Death
Ross
threats.
Ross has never been seen since, basically.
Right.
He
and
loves
so there
his
was
family.
A threat there, and
it doesn't,
we know
like
all
I say,
the
it, doesn't,
there.
It
well,
doesn't take much.
You know, the thing is that this rat chain that is running from Mills all the way through the largest populous county in power in Maine mm-hmm. has to be completed. So therefore, they need Jonathan Sarbeck in there. And it's not that I have an attitude about the reality that Sarbeck tried to put me in prison for 10 years for being a victim. It's the fact that I know who he is. And so they're terrified of us, but at the same time, I got into a couple of different conversations with two newspapers, the largest ones in Maine today,
uh-huh.
and Bangor Daily News. I had a very good conversation, and he is actually willing to look at my case. Portland Press Herald, which is, I call it the PPH and the PPD, are the same company, and that's the police department and the newspaper, and they always follow each other's lead.
Uh-huh.
And so they never published anything truthful about my case. Yeah, they said it was a love triangle, which it certainly was not because there was nothing going on. But what I do know is that it's the fact that Portland Press Herald was publishing false news, and they also published some truth until it came down to the point that somebody in the editorial position was basically making the calls. What I found out tonight, and I went through an investigation on the Portland Press Herald, and I don't want to make this to be a anti-Semitic comment, but we went through all of the writers,
mm-hmm.
and there was nobody with a Steen or a Berg or a Silver or a Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody understands that,
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
editor is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
everybody else sounded Irish or English or everything else.
Right.
And I hate going there because I have many Jewish friends. I love them. But it's interesting that they didn't have a single one of those, and the editor is the one who, you know, he controls the whole show. So that was very bizarre. I mean, I read through the whole list of all the writers, and Mom in herself said that.
Well, it is unusual.
There.
It is
they're
unusual.
All Irish, English, British,
maybe some other countries.
But then the head editor who runs the whole paper.
Right.
Did happen to be from a different side, and I don't want to go anywhere near that because
That's
I don't
fine.
Like it. I have, you know, Jewish friends all over the place. I love them. But it's interesting that the controller doesn't have any of his party under him, but he's the one who runs the show.
Well, I was going to suggest that in most circumstances, when anybody of any particular orientation gets into a position of authority, they will bring their own kind into the fold very quickly. That's just common. Doesn't matter what you are, who you are. So, yeah, I hear you. This is an unusual situation.
Well, he's running a lot of people who aren't from his side, and he is the one on top. But I really don't want to get into that. I mean, it's just
all right. Well, let's not.
Let's
go on. Have you spoken to Mr. Gale personally?
Mom has. She's been in contact with him. And the thing with, you know, if you go on the internet and you look at Jonathan Gale, you're going to find somebody who has a face that you, if you know how to profile anything, will trust. If you look at Jonathan Sarbeck, you're going to be creeped out because he's a creep. And so it's just basically a photographic evidence of these two particular individuals. And Gale is older, he has more experience, and not only has Sarbeck only been a prosecutor his whole life and never been a CDA or anything else, Gale's been a CDA and he's been a prosecutor. And you want somebody who's seen both sides of the fence because they've
right.
seen both
CDA
sides of the
CDA is criminal
jury.
Defense attorney. Okay. Now,
right. So he's seen both sides, where if you're just a prosecutor, I'm currently dealing with somebody who has never been a CDA in my life, and I'm on charges. And so
you're
on,
now, Sam, you're on charges right now. That we need to make that clear.
Right.
Okay.
And that was for actually the third...
All right, if you can't talk about
it,
let's not talk about it then.
Well,
okay.
Bizarre happened on our property.
Okay.
I touched a new car and had an accident.
All right.
And I touched the car, and I've never had a neurological clip out ever since then. And that was on Mom's birthday, but I don't think it matters. But I clipped out, and there was no reason for it. And
okay.
I've never clipped out since.
Well, I had that happen to me once, too.
I don't know about DMSO and chemicals that can be introduced into it.
Oh, sure. Put them right on the steering wheel.
Well, you do. Okay.
Of course I do.
Yeah, this is a conversation I need to privately have with you at some point because of what your accident involved.
Right.
Because if you actually were not contacted by another vehicle, somebody could have poisoned your car.
That's
and
right.
Believe me, I know all about this. And Mom really is itching to talk, so I'm gonna get ahead of you back to her because she's got her hand out to my face. She's about to claw me down.
But all right, Sam. Very good.
To you on a private phone
all right,
line.
We'll talk. We'll talk. Thank you, Sam. Very good.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
207.
No, don't give your number out over the air.
Okay, Mom will do it then.
Yeah, we'll get it. Don't worry about it.
Later, but
yeah,
you know, she's grabbing the phone, so I'm going to hand it over.
Okay, very good.
Jeff, I'm glad you're still with us. And
thank you, Sam.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Same to you.
Here's the monster.
No. Okay.
Well, as you can see, I mean, we've had it. It's been 3 years now, and this was the blow. This is a blow when I find out that any American out there can be accused anonymously and they can have their lives destroyed. And that is being tolerated in the state of Maine right now before the
state
election.
State of Maine loses. People lose. Big time.
Oh, yeah. But not just in Maine. All over the country.
I understand.
This will set a precedent.
Well, this is the Kavanaugh. This is the Kavanaugh syndrome again, but
it is. But with Kavanaugh, at least the women identified themselves.
I understand. This is even worse.
It's just horrible.
Yeah. Well,
and,
that's where we're
know,
headed,
I don't
though.
Know. Maybe it's because it's been 3 years of this. But when I opened the computer 3 days ago after I knew what they'd done to him, and he, first of all, when they did it to him, he said, "I refuse to bow out." He said that.
Uh-huh.
He said, "This is not." He said, "It is true what happened 20 years ago. My family, we mended it up. We've got."
I wish he'd have stood on that, but I'm not in his shoes. So.
He said he would stay in. He refused to resign, to get out.
Right.
And then the next day, I opened up the computer and I saw that he had withdrawn.
Sorry.
And I tell you, I shed buckets of tears.
Well, something may well have happened, Charlotte. Something else may well have happened after he made his statement. I'm not going away.
I think so.
That's a logical thing to entertain.
And that is the tragedy that should really be the subject. We've got many subjects to deal with in this country, and you and I have dealt with all of them, I think. And so it would take 24 hours of us talking. But when you allow an anonymous, and they refused. Nobody's coming up with the name of the person who claimed to do this. It was just given to the mm-hmm. chairman of the Democratic Party, who represents the Democrats, right?
Right.
He knows that Gayle had this huge vote, and then he comes out and
turns on him. That's amazing.
And turns on him, yeah. And recommends this district assistant district attorney, yeah, who created most of the problems for our family over the last 3 years, right?
Right.
And then I just couldn't believe it when he said that he was dropping out. I thought that this is the end of America.
Sile, death threats, if that's what happened, are common political tools, all right? Let's be honest. And as Sam said, Ross Perot, we can go all over.
What happened to the great congressman from Ohio, Joan Ashbrook? And we can name people over and over and over.
How many? Too many.
At least when that happened, we were not at the point where people were being accused by anonymous people and it was being accepted.
Oh, I know. Well, this is another, tragically, another indicator at the decline in the mental prowess of the average American. It's just not there anymore. They don't stand up. They're not proactive.
The good news, I had a publisher in Brazil,
mm-hmm,
who was translating my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, into Portuguese.
Oh, wow. Well, that is good.
That's good
great
news, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
But
they're facing the same. All developed first world nations are facing the same kinds of problems. Your book is a universal adapter to that. Good.
Well,
great.
I never knew. I had no idea it was going to get this bad when I did it. But I just we are our family. I suppose people are wondering out there what on earth is going on with us here. Well, you know, I pray that it never goes on.
You've
with
been
the
living,
family,
you, Charlotte. You guys, you two have lived a nightmare for the last 3+ years. It's horrible. Sam, a combat veteran, served his country. What, three tours did he have? I don't remember.
No, he had one tour, but he saved 20 of his.
Oh, that's what it. Yes, yes.
That's out there.
All right.
And,
this man deserves the highest respect.
Uh-huh.
From
and then
everyone.
He comes back to Portland, and he's a taxpaying resident, and he has 2 murder attempts within 8 months.
Yeah.
And the first one is on audio, you know, U.S. and Maine constitutions, dead in Maine. That article is so important. And, oh, you know what? Oh, they won't publish that, Jeff. We tried to get that on the blog, and the Portland Press Herald, they're pretty clever. They're able to take that down. They, you know, because we put the link on.
They took the link right out.
We told people on the blog, just type in U.S. and Maine constitutions dead in Maine.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need. And so then people were able to get in and read that incredible.
That's a classic
of yours.
No, you did it.
Well, no, that was just fantastic. And Mr. Gayle, he has that.
Good.
He has that.
Well, that's one of the most important articles in recent Maine history. It's huge. Huge.
Oh, yes. But they, you know, from 19, what? When I got back after leaking the document in the department, I had started the only conservative group in the state ever had in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
When I got back after doing what I did, leaked that document, which was to control education with a computer internationally, I was never heard of again in the state of Maine. They removed you. In the Soviet Union, they shoot you, right? But over here, the media can absolutely wipe you off the face of the earth.
You're vanished.
So nobody knows who I am.
You're vanished. It's interesting that you started the first significant conservative movement in the state.
The only one, yes.
That's hard to believe. I would think that Maine would have a conservative streak that goes back 200 years.
Well, the Mainers do out in the boonies, you know, the hunters, the lobstermen and all.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. And our state is not run by those people. Our state happens to be that the person who's going to get governor, this Janet Mills, she is from Maine, way back. And she had a very good record in her family in the judiciary system. But she is totally different. I don't know what happened. Somehow this creature that doesn't cherish anything that we Americans cherish, right? From the right to have representation, all these things we always talk about. No, she doesn't.
Well, this sounds like Agenda 21 orientation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In mm-hmm. every way. You tick it off down the list. And so there's no question. She's way ahead in the polls mm-hmm. of the neoconservative Trotskyite, right. Moody, who loves school to work. You know, he just thinks it's wonderful. He loves charter schools. He loves unelected boards. So that's our choice, huh?
Wow.
Thank you so much. And the main people, because the media is completely controlled,
mm-hmm.
and because they did eliminate the great band of conservatives that I had on board with me in the 70s, lawyers, doctors, military officers, vets, everyone, We had this great group. We went against regional government. That was, oh boy, that was the biggie. They had to get rid of Iserbeet, right? And when I got back, after doing what I did, my misdeed in the department, when I leaked that document, I was never heard of again in the state. Now, I'm not saying that because I think I should be or anything. I'm saying that
no,
because
understood.
They had to eliminate
right.
the one organization, which was really it, and me. They had to eliminate that voice for freedom.
Understand. No, and what a voice it is. You are respected all over this country and elsewhere. Thank God you haven't disappeared out here. You may have disappeared in Maine, and they do that to people. But
it's quite amazing that people
you have
that
a remarkable
used to be
presence.
My best friends,
yeah.
even those people, they won't speak up. Nobody spoke up. We had that. The Maine Heritage had that luncheon and told my son Sam, who was trying to get the truth out about how they were lying in Portland, and that these so-called conservatives, you know, you have the article. Shut up and sit down.
That's right. They
Sam.
Told him to sit down.
Shut
yeah,
up
I
and
know.
Sit down.
Unreal.
And, all I can say is thank God for you. I wonder, are there any other? I know there's a few others that have been great, and you know, about five journalists across the country who've really done a good job, and they know who they are. But aside from that, all we have is this crazy stuff going on television, which is supposed to be left and right, and they're both the same, as Quigley said,
God.
Right? At the top, people are probably wondering, what's she talking about, Quigley? Quigley, back
it's the
in
same
the
bicycle wheel, same
yeah.
bicycle wheel, just different spokes. All right,
he said it, both at the top. He said the industrialists met in the late 1800s,
right.
and that was in
right.
their tragedy and hope. And they decided that at the top, both had to be the same.
Yeah.
So when we go to the polls, here
yeah.
we are.
Yeah.
We'll think we're voting for who we want, and we're going to get who they want. And that's exactly
every time.
What we've got.
Every time. Every time, Charlotte. If it's important, if it projects or accrues power, it is penetrated and it is controlled. Or it's outright created and fabricated from whole cloth. It doesn't matter. They run the game. All right?
Yeah, and, I think only, you know, I've become very, very religious. I always was, sort of, you know, when I'm growing up and all, but never. Right now, all I can say is that there can be no power other than Satan that is directing this.
I'm not going to argue that for a second. We live on the planet evil now. It's not
well,
a good place.
All we can do is just constantly pray.
Well, we can help
People
reinforce our...
How can they allow... This is one individual, I have been in touch, not a lot, with this marvelous person that was going to break this criminal syndicate in the
right,
state
right.
by being there. He would have broken that chain.
Right. Well, something happened to have him change his mind. No question.
Well, I want everybody out there to pray for that family.
Well, that's very kind of you, and it's correct.
Pray for John Gale. It's JonGale. Look him up.
All right.
It's just so sad.
Very good. Okay. All right. Thank you, as always, for caring.
Well,
all right. Thank you
I'm
for
sorry
caring.
That it's been such a convoluted. But maybe
no, no.
it's good for the people out there
you
to
got
know.
The, no. You both got the message out fine. Sam, I'll talk to you. You take care of yourself.
Okay. He's going off. I guess he's, you know,
all
he's
right.
just so
yeah.
unhappy, too. We both
he's
are.
Been through a lot of stuff. You both have. Take care,
yeah.
dear. All right?
Well, you hang in. Don't ever get like I am right now, please.
No. You're fine. Don't we worry about a thing. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Talk soon. Okay. Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet. And, the state of Maine. And you've heard us talk about Maine and what's been done to it with all the refugees going in there in Bangor and elsewhere, just flooded with sub-Saharan African Muslims and others. And it is not a good situation. And unfortunately, those people will never assimilate. You know the game. They either have to go or we're going to end up with blood on the streets here at some point. And that's not just me talking. I hear that all the time. Be right back with more.